Venerable religious and my dear friends in Christ, we know that whatever comes from God is good and orderly. Whatever is from Satan is bad and chaotic. And so all that is orderly has, as it were, a mark of God. God established order in creation itself. Sometimes we may look at nature and see what is apparent chaos, but dig just a little bit deeper and you will find an incredible and a beautiful order to all things. God established this order firmly when he created our first parents, Adam and Eve. And it is this order, the order in society, we find so crucial to human development, to a good and happy society, and human, the whole human race altogether, really. There has to be order, and God gave us this initial order, which is the family. There, within the family, we see God's will giving to each member a certain role. God created first Adam. He breathed life into him. And Genesis tells us that Adam was lonely, and so God fashioned for him a helpmate. And we see in this very order that in the society that is the family, the man is to be the head. As we often say, the woman, the wife, is to be the heart. And the fruit that comes from this very small society, the fruit would be the children. And so the ruler of chaos, Satan, knows that there is no more important unit to attack than the family. If we were to speak for a moment in military terms, this is almost always the tactic of Satan, his strategies, to attack chief targets. That's why we see certain things like powerful saints, Saint Philomena, Saint Christopher, in the Novus Ordo Church, being downgraded to mere nice legends. They're not really saints, they're just happy thoughts. Key targets. Satan knows the power of these great saints. Even more than this, we see how our Blessed Mother herself is diminished. This is something I hear often from people converting from the Novus Ordo. We didn't know anything about the rosary. In fact, we were told that the rosary was old-fashioned. Don't worry about it. A key target. Satan is no fool. And so we can assume from the very beginning of time, or rather from the beginning of the human race, this has been one of his chief goals, to destroy the family. In fact, in that first human family, we see very quickly, unfortunately, strife between siblings, Cain and Abel, which would result even in murder. in our own time. Everything has become so topsy-turvy, and it seems an obvious work of the father of chaos, the devil, to destroy the family in every way possible, whether it be to convince people that it is normal for a family to have two dads or two moms, or to reverse the role in some way. The woman is to be the head of the family. The man should perhaps go make some money, but that's all he's good for. And so we see the obvious strategies of the devil to attack the family. It was Pope Benedict XV, only a little more than 100 years ago, that established this feast. Shortly after Christmas, so that we may talk about, ponder, what is the family? What is its importance? And of course, most of all, to hold before us the perfect example of what a family should be. We have the Holy Family, that perfect society of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, that ought to be a guiding star for every family. We can take each of the roles in the Holy Family and find a beautiful example. Fathers who are the head of the family. To take as your pattern Saint Joseph. And what do we know of Saint Joseph? We know, first of all, that he was a just man. We, in looking at sacred scripture, come to the conclusion that Saint Joseph was also a quiet man. He was not heavy-handed. He was not one to be a tyrant of any kind. But there is a quiet strength there, a strength that we see in his willingness to, without hesitation, do God's holy will, no matter how difficult, to take his spouse and his foster son at the prompting of God immediately into a distant country because he was ordered in a dream. We see Saint Joseph, the worker, with calloused hands, working at a humble trade, no doubt it being very difficult to make a living for the little family which was under his care. Particularly, we might think, when he is traveling far from home. A carpenter builds up a reputation in an area. Well, Saint Joseph is ordered then to go to Bethlehem for however long. He must still provide. We see great quiet strength in Saint Joseph, who ought to be the pattern of every father. For mothers, for wives, how could we possibly have a better pattern than our Blessed Mother herself? This is really, we see here the beauty of the family, how God has so ordained. The man is the head, yes. The woman is the heart. You cannot have one without the other. It's an absurdity to think of a head without a heart or a heart without a head. And in the order of the Holy Family, the greater in dignity by far was our Blessed Mother above Saint Joseph, and yet she takes the subordinate role. She humbles herself and makes herself obedient to her spouse, Joseph. and how wonderful the role she fulfills there in the quiet home of Nazareth. The mother of God taking care of the home, mending the clothes, seeing to the groceries and the cooking. If God's greatest creature sanctified herself and loved her God more and more every day by doing these humble tasks, we should never feel that the daily duty of a wife and a mother is beneath us. It is a glorious vocation, in fact, because you follow none other than the mother of God. For children, children are an essential part of a family. It is the, as I mentioned, the fruit that is born of a happy union. And we have for our example and pattern none other than Jesus Christ himself. We read in the gospel today that our Lord, at the age of 12, was sitting amongst the leaders in the temple and granted you children, as you have as pattern and example our Lord, we understand very well that he is Almighty God. We're not going to have the same knowledge and abilities, of course. But everything he did was a lesson to us. And in this gospel, we read toward the end, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. How important a line is this. The creator of the universe, the second person of the Trinity, made himself obedient to two of his own creatures. So, my dear friends, what an example, what a consolation we have in considering what a family can be. There is no happier thing than a family that is a well-oiled machine in the practical things, and more importantly, at peace. There's practiced in the home charity and patience and all of the virtues. There is no more beautiful a thing on this earth. It is a foretaste of heaven. It is an image of that holy family in whose society, God willing, with his grace and with great work, we will someday be a member in heaven. And this is true, I must say, for those of us who are religious, though not in this society of family in the strict sense. Truly, the religious house is another family. And we have to see to the same things, the health of our religious family. Let us not give the devil even an opportunity in our families. We cannot allow for that chaos. We know that he likes to divide and conquer. If he can exploit our differences of personalities, then he will. We cannot let it happen even for a moment. So let us take on some practical resolutions, especially as we begin this new year, think about how each one of you can make your family a better reflection of the Holy Family. Fathers, to be first and foremost the head of the family by example. This does not mean being heavy-handed. Does not mean being a tyrant and having a firm grip of everything that goes on. No, it means being an example. This is 90% of parenting, is to be the example. Something that your children want to be when they grow up. Fathers, take for your example St. Joseph. Mothers, be sure to be the heart of the home. To embrace your daily duty as something glorious. It may not seem glorious from time to time, but it is a glorious vocation. And you are also leading this family, leading these souls with your husband to eternity. It's a great obligation. But what a beautiful thing that Almighty God has entrusted you with these beautiful souls. And children, be sure that you do your part. You don't have to wait to be told to do something. We know. We have the intellect to know the difference between good and bad. We know how to help out. Make sure that you do your part. You have for your example, Jesus himself is about his Father's business, remember. That is doing God's will as much as we possibly can. My dear friends, with the thought of what it must have been like in that holy home of Nazareth, how privileged we would be to be a fly on the wall, as the saying goes, to see how they interacted with one another. Well, this can be a reality if we persevere. If we follow God's promptings, if we make use of his graces, we will indeed in eternity be a part of that perfect family. Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, we love thee. Save souls, especially our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.